coast to coast and around the world. You are now walking with spirit. Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Monique Chapman, your host, and thank you for joining us for an hour of personal and metaphysical growth. Each week, Walking with Spirit explores different topics from the mundane to the mystical with stimulating guests from all over the world who share their knowledge to uplift consciousness during Earth's ascension. Tonight, we've got a fabulous show for you. We have Victoria Holt with us. She's the creator and executive producer of the series The Gift on the Sci-Fi Channel. So if you'd like to speak with us or ask a psychic question, the phone lines are open and the numbers are toll-free, 1-888-268-4313 or 530-876-3222. Again, the toll-free number is 888-268-4313. Now, a bit about me for our new listeners. I'm an intuitive energy therapist with 25 years' experience. I have helped thousands of people from stay-at-home parents to corporate executives make their invisible dreams visible. Utilizing my gifts, I'm simultaneously in touch with the past, present, and future, eliminating the fog and paving the way for clarity. I work with Eastern, Western, African, and Caribbean methodologies, in addition to being a board-certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, and ordained minister. Now, tonight, we have Victoria Holt with us, and she began her spiritual ascent in media with the advertising agency J. Walter Thompson and the KLP Marketing in London, producing commercials for clients such as Coca-Cola and Buena Vista. Interested in the psychic and spiritual worlds, she went on to be a contributing journalist for the Daily Mail National Paper in England and became a TV spokesperson on the subject of spirituality. And for 2 years, she traveled all over and filmed 40 of the world's top spiritual government and business leaders, which led to her directing and producing a documentary feature entitled A Walk of Wisdom. And this film premiered in 2004 at the Santa Barbara Film Festival and was nominated for the Best Film. Victoria is recognized as a leading authority on conscious media, speaking regularly at conferences and on the radio along such leaders like Deepak Chopra, Al Gore, and Mary Ann Williamson. Welcome to Walking with Spirit, Victoria.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here tonight.
I am so excited to have you on, and especially to have you on talking about your new show on the Sci-Fi Network. But before we get to that, why don't you give our listeners a little bit more in-depth information about your background? I'm so impressed about everything that you've done.
Well, I just feel that everything that I have done throughout my life has taken me up to this point. You know, they always say that our work is our work, our inner work. And so I've been on quite a journey over in England and working originally in advertising. But I really didn't feel, even though it gave me wonderful producing tools and really laid a wonderful foundation for my career, I wasn't happy with what I was selling. And I just had this very deep inner calling to bring forward more conscious information, a real spiritual calling and a spiritual seeking within myself. And I've just always been fascinated with anything metaphysical and spiritual. And I really wanted to be talking about that, writing that, seeing it on the television, and I was aware that there was just nothing out there. And so I really, in England, I just jumped ship, really, from advertising and, you know, jumped off the cliff and said, you know, I just really got to commit to doing this work. And I always felt a big pull to come to America, and I really felt my place was to be in America, in Hollywood, trying to bring as much spiritual and metaphysical information as possible to a mainstream audience.
Okay. And I can understand California, but why Hollywood?
Because, I mean, it really is the heart of the entertainment industry. And even though I have worked independently as a filmmaker, and I know that there are many other people doing wonderful, spiritual, conscious work as independent filmmakers, I felt that the audience was limited.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, we were already talking to the, preaching to the choir, you know, the people who were already kind of awakened. And I really felt that there's such a huge audience starved of information and living their lives in pain and just seeking answers. And so I really wanted to commit myself to creating entertaining, informative, conscious media. And so that's why I came to Hollywood, and that's why I'm now doing the show The Gift with the Sci-Fi Network. And it was predicted that I would do this.
And did you predict it, or did someone else?
Someone else predicted me, a wonderful psychic in England,
uh-huh.
and who really helped me on my path and set me off on this journey, and said, you know, you really will be over in America doing these shows. You're right to follow that. And, you know, and this is all coming to fruition now. So it's wonderful to see it, you know, happening.
Yeah, see it unfold before your eyes. Yes. Well, tell us about The Gift.
Well, The Gift, it's a very unique show. It's a one-hour reality series, and like I've said, it's premiering on the Sci-Fi Network this summer, and it's going to delve into the world of psychic phenomena in a way that we've never seen before. And in the series, the contestants are going to be put through a boot camp for intuitives, and this boot camp is going to be run by some of the world's greatest psychics and teachers. And throughout The Gift, we're going to be training our contestants in all aspects of psychic ability. And each week, they're going to be set psychic challenges. We'll be asked to compete against each other until there's only one contestant left, the person who is the most psychically gifted, and that person will be crowned the winner of The Gift. So we're very excited about it. It is going to be teaching people about psychic development.
Uh-huh.
And so we're now looking for our contestants. And we're searching for America for outgoing men and women of all ages who think that they have some form of baseline psychic ability and who are eager to be trained in having their psychic skills developed. And this is a different kind of reality show. We're not looking for our models and our actresses. We
uh-huh.
are looking for all types of people. And the more diverse, the better. You know, we're looking for our firemen who out there who are using their psychic powers to rescue people from fires.
Uh-huh.
We're looking for nurses, maybe, who have some form of intuition. We're looking for the cop who uses his extrasensory skills to catch the bad guys. Or maybe there's someone out there who's working with a stock exchange and is using their skills to predict the highs and lows. We're also looking for mothers. We're looking for grandmothers, you know, those family members who, you know, the families go to them for their problems because of their psychic visions and they're guiding people in their family. You know, we're looking for all these different kinds of people across America who feel that they are gifted and they would like to have their skills developed.
Okay. Well, I know it's going to be like a process of elimination, you know, because you're going to have so many people responding to your casting call. But could you give us, without giving the secrets to the store away, could you give us any guidelines on, you know, more specifically what you're looking for? I mean, you know, say grandma's sitting there and she's pretty good at, you know, knowing when her kids may not have told her the truth or, you know, who's at the door. But what else would she need to bring to the table?
Well, I think it's really, you know, we are looking for people who can, you know, are they clairvoyant? Are they able to see into the future?
Uh-huh.
Are they telepathic? Can they read minds? Are they mediums? Do they communicate with the dead?
Uh-huh.
We're looking for this baseline of skills. People who have psychic ability, but they are not working as professional psychics.
Okay.
So, you know, we're asking people to go to sci-fi.com, www.sci-fi.com, and you'll see there the application process, which is very easy and very painless.
Yeah, it looked, you sent it to me, you know, initially, and it looks pretty easy and painless. You just apply. Now, I know that the deadline was yesterday, and this
actually,
show is airing live today, which is March 7th.
It's actually March the 10th.
Okay, it was extended.
So there's still time to get everyone's applications in tonight and tomorrow and the following day, and then we're going to be talking to people and sorting through, and then we have auditions in Hollywood,
uh-huh.
and we will be flying people out to Hollywood on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of March.
Oh, okay.
And we are going to be filming from April the 17th to May the 5th.
So if someone in Florida were to win a spot on the show, they would need to be available in Hollywood during that period of time?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's going to be so much fun. We're going to be traveling around. There's going to be lots of different challenges, wonderful teachers. And we have a fabulous team of producers working on this show. And Sci-Fi are just, they're a great network. They're really supporting, you know, the whole creativity and the integrity of the show. We want this to be really have a lot of integrity and bring through a lot of information that can really help the audience at home as well expand their gifts.
Okay. You said that you're going to have great teachers. Now, how did you come about finding the teachers that you're using for the show?
Well, you know, there've been people teaching this for years. There are many psychic schools around the world. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that, but there are, you know, we've really been looking not just for psychics, but those psychics who teach psychic ability.
Uh-huh.
So we've reached out to them and, you know, we've got some of the best. And I know that we are going to be having David Morehouse as our host. He's the very famous remote viewer and he was once with the CIA and working as a psychic spy. And he's going to be hosting our show. And, I mean, he's taught over 20,000 people how to remote view. And he even teaches some of the Navy SEALs how to do this. So we adore him, and I think he's going to do a fabulous job. But really, different teachers from around the world who really know how to bring out these gifts in people. So we're going to be tough with everyone, you know, we're going to work them hard, but I know that we can get the results. And, you know, this show, we really want to be observing, be the observers, and, you know, just an objective view and let this play out. And, you know, one thing I will say for the contestants as well, this isn't just going to be about psychic development. It's going to be a very emotional and spiritual journey that we're taking them on.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's going to be one of the most exciting parts of the show is watching the story unfold of our chosen contestants and, you know, seeing how this is all impacting their life. That's the part I always enjoy the most.
It sounds wonderful and like a lot of fun. Now, how many contestants do you think you'll end up with?
I think we're going to have eight.
Okay.
I think we're going to have eight. We're still talking, maybe 10.
Uh-huh.
But we wanted to have a smaller group. We wanted to make it intimate, you know, very focused and really give huge amounts of attention to these special contestants that we've chosen.
Okay. Well, you know, you talked about a boot camp for intuitive, and again, without giving, you know, everything away, can you share with us the intensity and what a typical day might be like as far as hours involved in study and research and such?
Oh, it's going to be quite a long day. We really are going to be training them from morning, noon, and night and then setting them some challenges as well. And really kind of, that, you know, there are many different disciplines with psychic ability. Like I was saying before, you know, there are those that, you know, are mediums. People who can do telepathy. There's many different areas in this of psychic ability. So,
well, Victoria, not cutting you off, but let's take a moment and back up a little bit, and let's explain the different types of arenas within the psychic, the different venues within the psychic arena, and that way people can get an idea if they're qualified or at least think they might want to try.
Right.
Okay, so why don't we start with clairvoyance?
Clairvoyance, So that means that you can see images. You receive information by having images in your head. And this could be information in the present, or it can be something that's going to happen in the future. So some people hear it through, see things through their visions, and others can be clairaudient, where they actually hear things. They will receive messages and they will hear things. Other people, clairsentient, they actually feel things. They can sense things when they're around a person. They can feel their energy and they can receive information through sensing. You can also have precognitive dreamers. I mean, I'm a big dreamer. I have very, very powerful precognitive dreams. And a lot of information is given to me when I'm sleeping. But I'm not someone, and I also, I'm very clairsentient as well. But I'm also, but I do not ever, I've never seen a spirit or ever made contact with a spirit.
Do you want to?
Anyway, I think I would like to, actually. Some people are very nervous about that. But, you know, there are those that are mediums and they make contact with the other side, lost loved ones from the other side. You know, some people are, they say, get in contact with spirit guides, and they have spirit guides that they communicate with. Then there are those remote viewers, and they can see people and places and objects from afar. So there are many different types. And I just know that, you know, how often do we know, you know, we're thinking of someone and then the phone rings. You know, or we'll meet someone and we just seem to, even though we've only just met them, we know so much about them. And, you know, we just believe, the reason I created this show is that we believe that all of us have some form of psychic ability, and we believe that we're training, that we have a psychic muscle that can be developed, and just like a talented violin player can become a virtuoso violinist, or an athlete can be trained to become stronger and faster, so we can take our psychic muscle to the gym, and give it a daily workout to become more finely tuned and strengthen our psychic gifts. So, you know, whether you've had deja vu before, or vivid dreams, or you're clairsentient and you can feel energy, these are the kinds of people that we are looking for and hoping will apply. And we ask you to go to www.sci-fi.com.
Okay. Well, we're speaking with Victoria Holt. And Victoria is the creator and executive producer of the soon-to-be-shown on Sci-Fi Channel program called The Gift. And if you're looking for your TV debut, this could possibly be the opportunity for you. Now, are you working at all, or are you accepting people who are already in the acting field already, who may be open intuitively?
Well, obviously, we're not. This is open to everyone. This is an open casting call. What we do say is that you cannot be a professional psychic.
Okay.
You cannot be earning money, giving readings to people, and offering your services. You know, we're looking for those amateur psychics out there who, you know, there's a lot of people who may have had, you know, very strong abilities since childhood, but have, you know, we're told not to trust these gifts when we're children, and, we're kind of laughed at and, told not to believe in things. And, you know, so we start to fear them or get embarrassed. So, you know, I know a lot of people who had strong abilities when they were children, but they've kind of locked them all away. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity now to say, well, you know, our show is saying, hey, you don't need to be frightened. Come and have a try, and, you know, we will help you. We're not going to laugh at you. You know, we're going to get you back in contact with those gifts and help you develop them. I mean, you know, I believe, just because I've developed my gifts, that, you know, a lot of it is about trust. I think many people have a lot of fear around the psychic world. I think many of our media images have contributed to that. And they portray the invisible world as frightening and something that will harm us. So that we're hoping that the show will maybe take some of those fears away and help the audience see that perhaps there's nothing to be frightened of, and that these gifts are a blessing and can help empower us and help us evolve as human beings.
Okay. Now, you go through the process and you have your weekly series and the elimination, unfortunately, and the person that wins the prize, what's the next step for them?
Well, we are going to be sending them on an amazing trip all around the world to different metaphysical places around the world. And, you know, we want to be encouraging them to continue developing their gifts while they're on this amazing journey to all the sacred sites around the world. And also, you know, winning the show for them is obviously they're a lot of prestige. Having this title, so it could really help them launch a professional career. You know, we have no problem with people coming on the show because they want to learn and develop more in the hope that they may one day be a professional psychic as well.
Okay, and why not use professional psychics? There are many of them out there, some good, some not, some in integrity, some not. Why not use professional psychics?
I think we just wanted a fair playing field for everyone, you know. And I know that people are going to arrive with different abilities, but we really decided that this is really about teaching everyday people and making them see that we all have this gift. Some of us are the maestros, though. You know, I've learned to develop my gifts, and I think I'm becoming quite a strong psychic, but I would never be a professional. I would never offer my services or, you know, I'm not a maestro. And then there are those that are the maestros. But we believe that there's a whole load of people out there in America who do have gifts. They're confused. They don't quite understand what's happening to them. And they would like to develop them. So that's why we decided not to use professionals.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Yeah. So sorry, yourself, like, we wouldn't have you on as a contestant.
Darn. I could use that trip all the way around the world to the different metaphysical places.
I know. It's going to be great.
Yes, it will be.
I'm tempted to put myself in their suitcases myself.
Well, we're speaking with Victoria Holt. If you'd like to speak with Victoria or myself or both, give us a call toll free at 1-888-268-4313 or 530-876-3222. You can also email your questions to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net, and we'll get to those questions as soon as they come across my email client here. Let's see, where do we go now?
I want to ask you a question, actually.
Okay. Bring the table for my host.
I'm interested. Your gifts, were you born with them? Did you develop them? I'm very interested in your journey because it's very relevant to our show. For an example, you are truly gifted, and I'm interested in how you developed yours.
Okay, well, actually, that's something I haven't shared on this network, so everybody's going to get the, I guess, 2-minute download of me. I was born with my gift. When I was 5, I distinctly remember being in the kitchen with my mother and grandmother. My grandmother lived with us, and I was asking about the people standing over in the corner that were having the conversation. And my mother knew that they were there, but she couldn't see them. And my grandmother could hear them, but she couldn't see them. So they were like, "You can see?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but what is it?" Because it scared me, actually, you know, as a child. Yeah. And they encouraged me, you know, they told me what it was. They encouraged me to see and to develop my gift. And then my grandmother, being from the West Indies, she knew a lot of that work over there, you know, light magic and dark magic. She taught both. I don't use the dark magic, but at least I'm aware of it. And, you know, I was a great student, and I just, you know, learned to pick up at home. I was a very open, very supportive household. So we could talk about it anytime, any place. When I went to school and started sharing with my friends things that were going to happen to them and things that were around them, all of a sudden I became weird. Okay, so then I shut down as far as to the outside world until I was about 16, and then it became cool every now and then to drop a tidbit here or there. And then when I went to college, graduated, and went out into the corporate world, I was in corporate sales for 20 years, so I understand what you mean about leaving corporate America, leaving the corporate world. For me, it was a blessing because I was so tired of doing it. However, during my sales tenure, I could utilize my gifts to know if a sale was going to go through, if someone was wasting my time, you know, where would be the right place to go. So I cheated and used my gift and had a great sales career. But, you know, after a while, it just became so mundane and so routine until there was no challenge there anymore. Yeah. You know, so I just didn't want to do it anymore. I don't enjoy talking to dead people. Everybody that calls me, they want me to contact the folks on the other side. I don't like doing it. I can. I just don't like doing it. So I think that would be a great example for those out there who, you know, are trying to figure out what they might want to contribute to your show. You can contribute whatever it is that you feel comfortable doing.
Yeah.
I'm a great person.
We want people to feel comfortable with this. And, you know, I was really glad that you brought up that point about how you were able to use your gifts in your corporate job, you know, and help you make better decisions. Because I really think that, you know, this show is really to empower people as well. It's not just teaching them psychic ability. You know, it's how you can then utilize those gifts to help you make better decisions and better informed decisions for yourself.
Exactly. And you don't have to constantly consult someone else. You know, my basic premise that everything is energy. You know, people, things, the earth, everything. And it's about utilizing the energy for the betterment of all. And I always put out there for anything to happen for the highest good of everybody that's involved.
And people are always going to want to go to see the maestros who are the best. People such as yourself. But I think it's great in those times where we are not and that isn't readily available in our everyday lives, that we can learn to tap into our own intuition, our own gifts, to help us make better informed decisions in our lives.
Yeah, because when you your own information, when you get it and you feel it, because I tell people to pay attention to their body and how they're feeling. And if they get an intuitive hit and it feels good, run with it because it's going to be good for you. If you get something and it's not quite setting well or your tummy's turning over and you're not feeling good, let that one go because it might not have come from a high source. A lot of people believe because they hear some information that it has to be from a positive place. And not everything's positive in the spirit world. So it's best to be discerning about the information that's coming in. Don't analyze it too much, but be discerning it. And my way of teaching the discernment is paying attention to the body.
Very physical. I have very physical responses to things, and I've learned to read that now and trust that as my guide.
And as you do, you'll find that your information is the correct information for you. And then every now and then we all become stuck, and then that's when we go talk to someone else.
Yes.
Someone else that we trust. So I'm not saying never go talk to anyone.
No.
Because I wouldn't be in business.
It's great to go to the maestros who really, you know, really are truly highly gifted. And you know, I've met many great psychics from around the world, and they really are incredible, and they're here to help people and use their gift to bring clarity and guidance and to help people transform their lives. And, you know, I think they do wonderful work in the world, and I think so many of them have been given a bad rap, and I'm hoping that this show also helps the professional psychics out there, because we are taking away the veil. With this show, we really are explaining the psychic world and psychics, and we're bringing forward a new kind of psychic and changing the image that's out there.
Well, you know, there's two images that I can't stand, and the first one is the Miss Cleo. Being a Black American, I get the Miss Cleo thing all the time, and it's like, you know, no, I'm not. My name is Monique.
Yeah.
Okay, so people clump you into the Miss Cleo category, or they clump you into the category of the what I call a low-level psychic, the one that you go to when they say, oh, there's a dark cloud around you, give me $3,000, and I'll make it go away, and then, of course, you fork over the money, and nothing happens.
And there are
and
charlatans out there.
Mm-hmm.
on the whole, I've met very wonderful, loving people with high integrity who really are trying to use their gift for the highest good to help others.
Yeah, to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to let the audience know that we're not looking for the, you know, take three aspirin and call me in the morning type of folks. We're looking for people who are really wanting to be out there and be of service, not only to themselves, but to humanity. You know, I feel that Earth is rising, Earth is ascending. I always say that in my opening. And what I mean by that is that we're changing octaves. We're going into a new age. And with that, our ability to have telepathy, our ability to just tap into our psychic ability is wide open. Right now, it's just a matter of choice as whether or not we want to go there or not, not whether or not we can,
absolutely,
at least in my opinion.
Absolutely. It's a choice. And so, you know, we're hoping with the gift, we're giving the people the choice and the opportunity to come forward and really empower themselves. And this show is about potential, the potential of all of us as human beings. I mean, they say that 76% of the world's population believe in something greater than themselves, in an invisible force.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is they don't believe that they are the something greater, that what they believe in is actually inside of themselves, that we as human beings are so much more if we only dare try to believe in ourselves.
And it's interesting because that's the secret to it all. You know, we're all looking for answers external of ourselves, and I feel that the answer is truly buried deep within, and all we have to do is take a look.
Absolutely.
You know, so it sounds like your program will help the 8 to 10 very fortunate people to be able to take a look deep within themselves and perhaps even share the information that they gain and learn with others in their community to grow. I'm going to call this a movement, actually.
And it's not just going to be the eight or 10 contestants. It's going to be the audience watching at home because we're going to be giving them psychic tips. We're going to be showing them
as
well at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we really want the audience to be joining in and watching this at home. And, you know, just we want to be just igniting that spark of, oh, perhaps there is more to me than I realize. I have greater potential than I realize. And, you know, I'm hoping that this will cause quite an awakening.
Oh, I hope it does. You know, I watch very little TV because I just do. And a friend of mine had told me about the show Medium that's on, you know, right now. And I said, well, okay, you know, and I finally found it and I watched it. And not knocking the show, but I just wasn't impressed because I was looking for what you're describing you're going to do on your show.
Yeah.
And I didn't quite see it on that show. So that was my, you know, self-imposed, you know, wants.
Yeah.
But I think it's great that you're going to be able to help the layperson with some tips and strategies.
And we want it to be very authentic, the show. We're not going to be kind of about doing tricks and special effects.
Mm-hmm.
We just really want to be a fly on the wall and follow these people and bring through as much information as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about it. We really, really think it's going to be a huge success. Sci-Fi are very excited about it as well. Everyone's calling it the Psychic American Idol.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get involved with Sci-Fi and getting this to pre-production?
Well, it's always quite a major feat when you get a show and sell a show. It's a very long process, complicated process. But I have a wonderful producing partner called Tony Krantz,
mm-hmm.
and he's the executive producer for the hit show 24.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell in love with this project, and we partnered up, and we took it to Sci-Fi, who immediately just said yes, we love it, and they've been looking for their kind of breakout reality show, and they really believe that this is it. And you know, they have a huge audience, and I think we should be going for more than one season. I think this show's going to do very well.
I think it will too. I think it will. And will, have you thought yet whether you'll have the winner of the first season come back for the second season, or will it just be a one-shot deal?
We do not know at this stage. We're still, you know, We let the process, the creative process, will be continuing right the way through, you know. And we want to keep it open like that, you know. I know there's going to be lots of surprises, so you know, it'll be interesting. But obviously, that the trip that they're going to win is just going to be so fabulous for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be nice to see them again, just to hear about the trip alone. You know?
Well, at least a cameo at the beginning of the next season,
yeah,
as to what happened or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, for the folks who aren't fortunate enough to be the last person standing and win the trip, do they get any type of financial reward or anything? Or is it just the psychic abilities that they now have and they can go forth into the world?
Well, that's what we feel, but we're going to be really arming them. They will have gone on such an amazing experience, and it's an incredible opportunity for them. They're going to be with amazing people, and I think, you know, they will leave. No one is going to leave feeling like the loser.
Uh-huh.
No, we want this to be a very positive experience, everyone.
Uh-huh.
And even though they may only be going so far in the journey, we will be giving them the tools to continue that journey.
Uh-huh.
And we want this to be a very positive experience for them.
Okay, great. Well, that noise you just heard means we have a caller. Caller, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Hi, could you speak up just a little bit?
Yes. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we
can.
And your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
Jane Elizabeth.
Hi,
Dr.
Jane Elizabeth.
Kevin. I'm sitting here listening to your show and thoroughly enjoying it. And I also want to say hello to the person you're interviewing.
Uh-huh, Victoria.
Hello there.
Hi.
Nice to hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
I can indeed. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for, you know, giving all this wonderful information to the public, you know, about the gift. It sounds wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
And, well, it's my greatest joy. I'm just so happy that, you know, the Sci-Fi Network has taken this seriously and really believes in it as I do.
I can't hear you guys all that well.
Oh, sorry about that.
We'll all have to shout.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. I'm just like tuning in. I'm thinking I'm going to have to use my intuitive abilities to hear.
Well, I was getting ready to say, you know, Jane, you can't participate in this. Victoria Jane is the creator of Messages of the Stars, which is an astrological book, calendar, and planner. She's a great astrologer. We didn't mention that. Will you be working with astrology or anything like that?
Not in this season, but
okay.
We have plans for many things, you know, in the future series. So stay tuned.
Okay.
Well, that was actually my question. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this and I'm on the website, sci-fi.com, and I'm, you know, looking at the page for the gift, and I thought, I wonder if they're going to, you know, apply an astrological forecast, you know, an overview to all of this, even with the planning, you know, because I was looking at the dates, like the deadline, you know, for the people to sign up, you know, to register to be
uh-huh.
a part of the show, and I'm looking at the dates, and I'm going, Mercury's retrograde, you know, and I'm looking for all the positives astrologically, and then my other question was, you know, I wanted to ask you if you saw this in your vision, you know, or if you've seen a vision of the show, how it's supposed to go before you actually began to sit down and write it out.
Well, I actually wrote the show at 3 o'clock in the morning, which
oh
is the
goodness.
Time that I am awoken sometimes with, I believe, I'm channeling, because I get woken up in the middle of the night, and before I know it, I'm sitting at my computer with an idea such as the gift. And as soon as I wrote the title, I knew that this show was going to be on the air.
Oh, wow.
I had such a strong feeling. Whenever I say that name and think about the show, I get such a strong feeling, so much energy around it.
Yeah.
That, and I sat down and I wrote for about an hour, and there it was. And I thought, wow, I love that. And,
wow.
I mean, the reason I had the idea in the first place was that You know, I was kind of a regular woman, and then when I came to America, I had a car crash, which made me very ill for a long time, and I was in bed for about a year, and that it changed my whole life. And because I'd had my body taken away from me, I began to develop other senses, and which is very common. I've spoken to a lot of people who've developed psychic ability after going through some form of a trauma, especially a car crash. And I can remember after about a year in bed or at home in my house, and I eventually went out for the first time, and I went to a restaurant for the first time, and I could hear every single conversation in the room. It was an unbelievably overwhelming experience, and I couldn't believe it. And I realized that I had started to awaken these gifts, and I just started to develop it. And I thought, wow, if I can be doing this, other people can be doing this. And I started talking more and more to people and realizing that they'd had, were having different experiences. And so that's why I decided to create the show. But really, it also came to me at night, and I believe it was sent to me.
Wow. Wow, this is wonderful. Well, it feels awesome to me. I wanted to say congratulations, you know, on the success of this task. I also wanted to let Dr. Monique Chapman just let you know you're fabulous, and thank you for bringing Victoria onto your show to share all of this with us. I'm like sitting here just totally excited and thrilled about all of it.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call and say thank you, you know, to you, Monique, and also thank you, you know, for the gift. I think this is going to be an absolutely fantastic show. And I just have to say, stick with the vision. I don't know why. Probably Spirit is telling me to tell you this, but just, you know, stay with the vision, stay with the divine plan, because, you know, working in Hollywood, you know, they're going to say, hey, we need to edit, we need to do it this way. Stick with the vision.
I tell you, I've been very, very tough with that. And Tony Krantz, my partner, we really keep on track, and I think this is why the universe has put us with sci-fi, because they really are helping us create a wonderful show. And I
wonderful.
Think if it had gone to other places, I think we could have got into all sorts of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And this really is feeling that this is being allowed to stay in a place of integrity, and we've gathered a wonderful team of people around us who believe in this so strongly. And, you know, and you're right to tell me to keep sticking with the vision, and I stick with it. I do. I cannot help it. This has got a life of its own anyway, you know.
Wow.
I'm just hoping that there's enough positive energy that if we are filming during Mercury in retrograde, we can overcome it.
I know you will.
And I think the auditions might be a little bit in Mercury retrograde, but I don't think the filming will be, right, Jane Elizabeth?
When is the filming?
April the 17th to May the 5th.
Oh, you'll be out of Mercury retrograde, thank goodness.
Oh, good.
Yes, we're in Mercury retrograde at the moment. At least until that first week of April, we'll begin to kind of step out of it, you know, and... You know, so we'll just kind of have to deal with,
you know. It seems to just
come
around so often.
Huh?
Well, once every 3 months. Everything on cycles, right?
Yeah.
And my thing with Mercury retrograde is, if you know it's Mercury retrograde and you know the downside of Mercury retrograde, if you experience it, you say, oh, that's Mercury retrograde. You don't give it any more energy. You know it will pass and things will be better.
Yes, pull back and just align with the energy. Don't work against it. Just be humble to it.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, I accept Mercury is in retrograde. I'll be in retrograde with you.
We're just going to keep focused on the gift. We will all just be working so hard and looking after our contestants. And we're just going to be putting all of our positive energy into the show.
I can feel that. I think this is so wonderful. Thank you so much for bringing this, you know, to the world, to the U.S.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. It feels absolutely great.
Okay.
Yes, and thank you, Monique.
Okay, well, thank you, Jane Elizabeth. We appreciate it.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Jane Elizabeth is out of Arizona, And she's a fabulous, she's in Mesa, Arizona, and she's a fabulous astrologer if anybody's looking to connect with her. And I think she's going to be on the show this month or early next month. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but we'll get more from her. But, Victoria, you know, you said something earlier, and I've talked to so many people where this has truly happened to them, where some type of illness or really weird accident has had to happen for them to slow down and listen.
Yes. Because I came over here to America, you know, armed with these kinds of shows and, you know, and I realize now I truly didn't understand it in the deep way that I understand it now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, even though that was a very hard time for me, it's turned out to be an absolute blessing because now I feel like I have been through this journey myself that our contestants are going on. And so, you know, I understand it, but it does seem to be that sometimes we all need a bit of a jolt and, you know, something neurological happens or something with the body when we go through trauma, when we go through breakdown and the body is broken down. And, you know, I think it's because, you know, you stop living such an external life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was forced to stop. And then became aware of so many other things around me.
Well, it's interesting. You were forced to stop, but you were open to becoming aware. Sometimes people stop and they want to stay stuck in that mode.
Yeah.
That they were previously in, so they just sink deeper into the mire, so to speak.
And I noticed, you know, with a lot of the psychics I talk to, especially many of the professional psychics, many of them really changed their lifestyle as well. And I know that I have changed my lifestyle. You know, I have a much quieter life now. I live in the hills in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
you know, a very quiet life. I don't go out and do the Hollywood scene with other people. And I noticed that a lot of the psychics do tend to start to live a much quieter life. I put that down to the fact that there is so much more going on with them all the time anyway.
Well, that, and they're so in tune to energy, and,
yes.
you know, when you're in a busy place, like, say, a club or a party, there's a lot of energy going on, both what you can see in the room and what you can't see, and then trying to manage all of that sometimes
yes.
becomes overwhelming.
Yes, absolutely. So you need you need the quiet,
mm-hmm.
and it's been very interesting talking to many of the psychics from around the world and hearing about their experiences and just seeing how they live. So we'll be helping our contestants with a lot of these issues on the show as well.
Okay. Well, you know, the story about, you know, going to parties and, you know, the energy and all brought up an interesting point for me. Will you be offering to the public as you're going through these shows types of protection tools, energetic protection tools where they can, you know, maybe ground run their energy, use of golden or cobalt blue light? Is there anything like that that's going to be shared?
Yes, we're going to be bringing through facts and interesting little tips that they can take away and they can practice or they can apply to their lives. So lots and lots of information on the show.
Mm-hmm. And will it be tied in at all to like the angels and ascended masters and other beings such as that, or is it just pure ability?
I see this as a starting point with this series, and I'm going to be very interested to see how it unfolds. You know, we are expecting to do, you know, more. We hope that the show will be so popular that we will be doing more and more and more episodes, and then we can bring through more and more and more information.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know that a lot of people first start to get in touch with spirit through the metaphysical. And this is why I have chosen in my work to start talking about the metaphysical, that we can just unlock and open up the possibilities that not only that we are much more, but there is an invisible world. We are connected to spirit, and to start helping people connect to their spiritual life through the metaphysical.
Uh-huh.
I think it's sometimes, you know, with an audience that hasn't been introduced to these subjects before, you know, I think there are so many people go to psychics and know about psychics, and it's kind of in our psyche and much more accepted. And so I kind of wanted to start there and gently hold people's hands so that they can get in contact with spirit, that they do start to believe that there is something on the other side. And and then hopefully that will help them awaken their own spiritual journeys.
Okay. Well, with so much of America and the world actually opening up to metaphysics in that realm, do you feel that your program will be able to reach the folks, I'm going to call it mid-America, you know, like the breadbasket, Bible basket, where they may be open to something in addition to what their current beliefs are?
I would hope so. I would like to think so. You know, I think it's the way we're going to be languaging it, and the kind of people that we have having come on, and our guests and the guest experts that are coming on. I think you know, I think we'll be giving a lot of information that they will realize is actually happening in their own lives, and maybe we're not so crazy. And you know, I'm hoping that we can address with some of our contestants. I know that they're going to be coming from lots of different backgrounds and belief systems. So we can talk about some of this problem area, you know, about the psychic world and, say, Christianity and the Bible, and how we can address that. Because that obviously is an issue.
Yeah, it's a big one right now. And not that we can't get past it. I think it just needs awareness, education.
Yes.
And I feel that your show will definitely bring this out.
We hope so. We hope so.
Well, let's go back over the rules and regs one more time. Okay, they can go log on at, what is it,
www.sci-fi.com, and they'll be guided there to an application form that they can fill out.
And they need a recent photo?
And a recent photograph would be necessary as well.
Okay.
And the deadline for the entries is March the 10th.
Uh-huh.
And the auditions to be held on March 24th, 25th, and 26th. We will be flying people out to Hollywood, and where they will be meeting with the producers, and we will be talking to them further and giving them a few psychic challenges as well to test their skills. And then we're going to be filming from April the 17th to May the 5th, which is not in Mercury retrograde.
She keeps bringing that up. Mercury
must be out. I'm so relieved. I was so worried when she said that.
Yeah, well, no, Mercury retrograde, I think it ends 25th, 26th of this month, so a couple of your auditions days will be tied up in there. And, of course, we're still in the after effects until probably April 2nd or 3rd, but you know, Mercury goes stationary.
Anything positive
then
about Mercury retrograde?
Hmm?
Is there anything positive about Mercury retrograde?
Yes, there's a lot of positive about Mercury retrograde, in my opinion. I feel that Mercury retrograde is a time to, first of all, clean out your closets, get organized. Anything that has an R-E in front of it, redo, repeat, revisit, re-whatever, is a great time for that. Okay, it's time to reflect, to go back over. Okay. In general, sometimes it's not the best time to start something new, but again, I have started many things in Mercury retrograde that have gone, you know, very, very well. I believe that you have to pay attention to what's going on in the heavens, but then also you have to set your intention for whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
And as you set your intention will come in alignment with whatever's going on in the universe so that it works out what's for the highest good of you, for you. Some people feel that, oh, I can't do anything. You know, it won't work out. And my premise is move forward with it because it's going to work out as it should.
Yes.
Whether it's for a day or 10,000 days, it's going to work out as it should.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't be afraid. I'm not afraid of it. I was born during a Mercury retrograde. And when I found that out, it floored me. I'm like, oh, my goodness. That's why life has been so interesting. But, you know, I've just learned to take it as, you know, any other day. And right now, actually, I think Jupiter's retrograde, too. And Jupiter is, you know, expansion, finances, money. But it's a good retrograde for Jupiter right now. So I think we're in some very positive times. And I think people should not be afraid to apply during Mercury retrograde and, you know, go for that audition, because I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
excited. Well, we're very excited, I must admit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say go to sci-fi.com once again.
Oh, yeah, put it up there.
Sci-fi.com, I would say at least 10 times.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't be afraid, you know, no matter what shape, size, color, creed, whatever.
No,
If you're interested, move forward, right?
We really want a diverse mix of people and of ages, and we want young and old and every different type of profession as well, you know. We really want to see if we can cross America and really pull out some wonderful individuals and just show how we all have different types of abilities, and it doesn't matter who you are.
Uh-huh.
So that's an important part of our casting process.
Okay. Now, a minimum age at all?
At 18.
Okay.
18 and over.
Okay.
Yeah. Although I know that there are many children, gifted children out there.
Well, the children that are coming in now are, you know, the crystal children. I mean,
yeah.
The indigo children are having crystal children now. So, I mean, again, with ascending, people are just wide open.
Yeah.
You know, it's just getting past the
filters
that are, you know, placed upon us, the veils, and pulling out of mass media.
Yeah.
You know, because mass media, especially, you know, right now, if you pay attention to politics in the States right now, the type of show that you're talking about, they would not allow it if they had their choice.
I can't imagine I'm going to be so popular with our president.
You know, but it's okay, because maybe you'll will touch his heart, and maybe he'll soften and open, you know?
That would make me so happy.
It would be a miracle, but, you know, things do happen.
Well, hopefully we can take some of the fear away that's
exactly
spread.
Yes.
About these kinds of subjects and about empowering the individual,
mm-hmm.
and the human potential, and we can take away some of that fear.
Yeah. When we let fear control us, we don't gain anything.
Absolutely.
Whether
and
it's,
we make the wrong decisions usually.
All
know?
The time.
If you can make the decision out of love and strength, mm-hmm. rather than out of fear, then you'll always be safe.
I agree. Well, Victoria, it's been a pleasure. So we've been speaking with Victoria Holt. She is the creator and executive producer of the soon-to-be hit show, The Gift, on the Sci-Fi Channel. She's looking for applicants. Open casting call. Go to www.sci-fi.com/thegift. That's /thegift/. And complete the application. Send a photo of yourself. Wait for that call so you can come on out to Hollywood and audition. And again, the auditions are when?
The final auditions are the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay. And then filming would be April 17th through May 5th, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, it'd be like a vacation, a working vacation away from your family, but you'd be learning so, so much. Well, Victoria, we're going to have you back on. I hope you'd have the time maybe when you're done filming to not necessarily tell us all the answers, but let us know how it went and what you're thinking about for the future. Would you be open to that?
Oh, I'd love to. It's been wonderful talking with you.
It's been wonderful talking with you, too. We do wish you the best, and if there's any way that we can assist you, just let us know.
Thank you. It's been great being here.
Okay, and folks, you've heard it, so get out there and get online at www.sci-fi.com and click on the icon for The Gift. I think it's in the lower right-hand corner, if I remember correctly, and fill out the application and move forward. Victoria, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, if you're looking to make some positive changes in your life, you can also log on to www.healing-visions.com and click on the Manifesting Techniques link and download your free special report, Living Your Life on Purpose. I'm going to be back next week with Francesca McCartney, and we're going to talk about intuitive medicine and how we can intuitively heal our bodies. If you'd like more information about any of my guests or to find out about any of my personal appearances, log on to either one of my websites, www.walkingwithspirit.net or www.healing-visions.com, or you can give me a call at 888 888- 240-6057. And remember, the master always knows that he or she is a student, whereas the student still hopes to someday be a master. Many blessings, light and love to all. Namaste.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandsir.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.